Proverbs, chapter 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees the evil, and hides himself. But the simple pass on, and suffer for it. The reward of humility and the fear of Yahweh is riches, and honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who keeps his soul will be far from them. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. He who sows iniquity will reap calamity, and the rod of his wrath will fail. He who has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scoffer, and contention will go out. Yes, strife and ignominy will cease. He who loves pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips the king will be his companion. The eyes of Yahweh preserve him who has knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the betrayer. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I will be slain in the streets." The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He who is abhorred of Yahweh will fall in it. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to increase his gain, and he who gives to the rich, will come only to want. Words of the wise, incline your ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them inside you, if they are established together on your lips, that your trust may be in Yahweh. I have made them known to you this day, even to you. Have I not written to you excellent things, of counsels and knowledge, to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may carry back words of truth to those who send you? Don't rob the poor, because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For Yahweh will plead their cause, and despoil of soul those who despoil them. Make no friendship with a man who is given to anger, and with a wrathful man you will not go, or else you will learn his ways, and get a snare to your soul. Don't be one of those who strikes hands, or of those who are sureties for debts. If you have not with which to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Don't remove the ancient landmark, which your fathers have set. Do you see a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men.